Welcome to Shroomland, the podcast where we explore strange and obscure media in an effort to understand how it feels to be on drugs without actually taking any.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Taylor.
Let's get into it. Disclaimer, this is explicit content and contains all of the possible spoilers. Proceed with caution. So, today, for our final episode of the season, we're going to be chatting about The Killing of a Sacred Deer by Yorgos Lanthimos.
That sounds pretty right, actually. Good job.
Oh, I'm sad about it. I wanted to mess it up. Whatever. I almost messed up the title, which is more fun. Cool. Taylor's going to give us a description.
Stephen, a charismatic surgeon, is forced to make an unthinkable sacrifice after his life starts to fall apart when the behavior of a teenage boy he has taken under his wing turns sinister. I already don't love where this is going. This movie was rated 7 out of 10 on IMDb and 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. It had 6 awards and 54 nominations. So how would you describe it in 5 words?
Surgeon. Monotone. Malpractice. Retribution. Stupid. Taylor. With those 5 words.
I feel like this is gonna end up... Like, they mentioned him having to make a sacrifice, and somehow I don't think it's going to be, like, him sacrificing anything important to him. So I feel like this boy that he has taken under his wing, is just going to end up being, like, I don't know, a murderer? Maybe he steals organs in back alleys, and then they use the organs to help patients, and maybe they get caught, and then his organs have to be used. I don't know. I have no idea.
I like it. That sounds fun. I mean, fun in a...
back alley organ theft. Also, is this a book or a movie?
It's a movie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I said movie and then I realized I didn't know.
Yeah. I was gonna watch a different movie first, actually, but I hated it. And so I started this one and I hated it too. And I took a nap. But it was too late to start a new movie, so this is what you get. So if I seem sassy, that's why.
It's been a day. 'Cause I'm
mad. I got like 30 minutes into it and I kept pausing it to be like, are you fucking, there's this much time left? And then at 30 minutes I was like, I need a nap, I'm tired. And then I just took like a 20 minute nap, came back very upset about the situation. The nap didn't help. Was still annoyed. Ate more food, feel better now, but like it was bad. So to set the scene, I really thought it was going to be good. I was excited. So when we start, we get a pan on a heart beating and like someone's chest is open and you just kind of like pull out, but the shot is like got to be 15 to 30 seconds or something. It's like a pretty long shot of a beating heart. And also I need to mention the score of this movie is like creepy. It's like theoretically a good score, but they make it so loud sometimes that it's hard to hear the dialogue. So it's kind of like violin screeching sounds a lot. And sometimes it'll be like intense sounds on the piano, but it's like, it's a good creepy score, but it's like a suspense building score and they don't always do something with it. And then sometimes they don't have any music.
That was, like, the entirety of, what was it, the Blade Runner sequel? Like, I did not enjoy that movie, and it's really just because, like, the soundtrack was a constant, like, building of suspense that never paid off, and it just made me anxious the whole time.
Yeah, I feel like I wasn't even anxious. I was just so angry the whole time I watched this movie. Also because the camera angles felt really like Ari Aster vibes. Like it would just be like these really wide pans without a focus. And there would be like weird moments where there's like a person in frame that normally would be somewhere in the center of the frame. But they'd put them like way off onto the side and then there's nothing in the background.
So it seems like you should be looking for something else.
Yeah, you're like waiting for someone to pop into the scene or like something to be there. There's not. Yeah, so I just needed to note that. Just imagine that sort of shit. like, I get, sometimes it was interesting. So, like, they had the beating heart, and then you have the scene where, like, there's two doctors walking towards the camera, and the camera's on a rig, so it's just rolling backwards, and it's going through a hospital, and this is a scene that also lasts, like, probably 30 seconds to a minute, where these two doctors are talking, the score is kind of loud, and it's just walking through a hospital, and I was like, this is kind of interesting, like, I want to know if they're, like, on a treadmill and, like, a green screen's in the background, or, like, they actually have just a really big set, because they're, like, fully walking through a hospital, and it's kind of interesting, but you're, like, not interesting enough to do it for this long, move it along, this is 2 hours, what are you doing? That's what they were doing. They also have really long dialogue pauses. That movie could have been a clean hour if you cut all of those pauses and all the stupid.
So far, it sounds like this movie is just like an endless string of waiting for something to happen that never comes. Like, it's just high and dry the entire time.
It really was. Like, the last, I don't know, 30 minutes of this 2 hour movie, there was some stuff, and I was like, okay, if you didn't make me wait an hour and a half, I'd probably be into this, but, like, you just built up nothing for so long that I don't care. So we'll try to give you approximate time points on the events to make it clear. But to get started, also, we get this doctor and this young boy, and they meet in a diner. And so the kid's, like, 16, the doctor's a grown-up, I don't know, 50s maybe. He has a teenage daughter, whatever the normal age for someone with a teenage daughter is. And so then they meet at a diner. The guy ate an apple pie, which apparently matters. And then the kid was like, I'm gonna get some chicken wings. Do you want anything? And then the guy's like, no. And I was like, but you just ate an apple pie. Why are you asking if he wants food? He already did it. Anyway, that doesn't matter. So they talk for a while. And you don't know what their relationship is, or maybe I don't because I wasn't paying attention, but it's weird. And so I was like, is there some, like, weird, inappropriate relationship going on between this kid and this adult man? Because, like, I don't trust that there isn't, because it's fucking weird that this adult man. And so I was like, are they related? Like, is it, like, a school project mentor hookup? Is it, like, this little boy is a prostitute? And this old man's a freak. Like, what is this? What is happening? And I don't find out for a while.
Yeah, it's, I know that this is, like, just a bias thing. Like, it's not a fair judgment, but anytime I see, like, an adult man is friends with a teenager, immediate weird vibes. Like,
suspicious.
No.
It's suspicious. Unless that's your friend's kid or your kid or, like, you do a mentoring program or something. Like, yeah. There needs to be a clear-cut reason for why you know this child.
Maybe you're just a mad scientist and the kid is just really into science. Like, Back to the Future did that and they managed to make it, like, not super weird. Mostly because the dude was so old and pretty crazy.
Yeah, also, there were other parts of that movie that you were too focused on to be focusing on the fact that they're buds.
Yeah.
Like, the trying to sleep with your mom or something.
Yeah. There were more problems than just that friendship.
Yeah. Anyway, so that is how I was feeling for, I screamed at the TV a lot. I was like, what is happening? Who is this man? Why do they know each other? Also, this is the point that I should note, that no one has any inflection in their voice, like, the entire movie.
Ah, that's where monotone comes in.
Like, I don't think they're humans. I think that this is actually a movie that's not, but, like, it's a movie about a bunch of robot people that are pretending to be humans and trying to fit into society.
Maybe this is just, like, some secret lab's way of testing their AI. Like, if they can make a movie that convinces you that it's real people and it's just robots or AI and, like, CGI instead, then they've won. They figured out the secrets of androids. I don't know.
They figured it out. I don't know. That's how I felt. And then I was like, is this just what rich people are like? Do rich people just not have inflection in their tone? If I make a lot of money, do I just stop speaking with tone?
I mean, like, every time I see, like, stupidly expensive houses, like, houses worth millions and millions of dollars, it's all just, like, a bunch of shades of brown or gray, So, like, when you become super rich, apparently you lose all color in your life. So why not inflection?
Yeah. Have you ever seen pictures of Kim Kardashian and Kanye's house?
Mm-mm.
It's horrifying. You should look it up. There's no color. It's pure white.
Oh.
And it's enormous. It, like, it's crazy. I'm going to send you a video after this. We're going to move along, but, like, you need to see it. It's crazy. I just saw a picture on the internet, and I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, anyway, no tones, talking, stuff. So basically, I'm spending the amount of time, like, proportionately on each of these scenes. So that is, like, how long that whole scene took. Also, we get a scene with the doctor and his wife. And so you, like, get introduced to the family or whatever. And then they're in their bedroom, and the wife is, like, brushing her hair in front of the mirror, and the doctor says some stuff. And she talks about how she's going to wear a special dress to his event or whatever. The one that he liked. And he's like, oh, the black one? She's like, yeah, I thought that's the one you liked. I can't show you now because I had to go get it fixed.
Hemmed.
I know words. I don't do that. But yeah, was going to go get it hemmed. And then he was like, cool. And then she goes over to the bed and she just kind of like stands next to the bed while he's laying down. And then she just like takes off her robe and is in her underwear. And you're like, cool. It's like a weird way to initiate sex in my thought, but cool.
That's and then awkward.
Gets weirder. She lays on the bed with her head at the foot of the bed, except over the foot of the bed. And kind of like, so her head kind of falls over and you just see her like jaw. Because her head's like flopped on the end and she has one arm flopped on the end and she's like, does this look good? And then she just doesn't move. And he's like, yeah. And then he starts like rubbing himself and then he crawls over her. And so basically she's pretending to be under anesthesia for them to do it. And it was...
Oh, I'm uncomfortable. That's terrible. Yucky.
It was yucky. Also... confusing.
Yeah,
because she like voluntarily also like, if you're gonna do that pose, I recommend not, but like at least don't have your head like rolled off the bed. Ow.
Yeah, that's like not like, if the thing that turned him on was like someone under anesthesia, like they were about to be like operated on, it's still weird, but also that's not the position that you're in. Like, that sounds like the position that you would be in if you got drugged and then passed out on your bed.
Yes.
And I don't care for that.
You've recently been murdered, and they're kind of moving the body around. That's the pose I saw. I didn't see any anesthesia pose. Yeah. I looked up, like, something later that said she was supposed to be under anesthesia, is, like, why he was getting all, like, woo. And then I was like, that's also yucky.
Yeah.
But we're gonna move along. I just needed to say it, because, anyway. Oh, yeah. So he then decides that he wants that kid to come over for dinner. And he tells his wife that the kid's dad died in a car accident. And I don't think at this point it's been explained how he knows the kid. And the mom's just like, cool, seems right.
Nope.
So he's the kid's gonna come over for dinner. And then there's also this scene that doesn't matter, but I guess kind of for like context. They're at a dinner party award event fancy people thing about the dress, where she's wearing that dress that he wanted to see her in so bad. It was a nice dress, I guess, whatever. And he accepts an award, and there's an award speech that's like minutes of him just like, science, hospitals, surgery, and then weird camera pans, and then they're done. And so they're like kind of chatting with people. It's like the husband and wife are chatting with the anesthesiologist. So this guy's a cardiovascular surgeon, and there's an anesthesiologist that's like a big point in all of it. And so they're talking, and then someone comes by and is like, oh, do you want a drink? And then the wife's like, no, he doesn't drink anymore. He hasn't drank in like years or something. And then the anesthesiologist's like, I'll take a drink. And then the wife's like, we should probably be going soon. He has surgery early in the morning. And then the guy's like, it's not even that late. And she's like, it's late enough. Like, the anesthesiologist, not her husband. Mm. Husband's like, yeah, for sure. And then the anesthesiologist is, like, trying to get him to hang out. And she's like, you should probably also go home soon.
Like, arguably, you're probably the one that's most likely to kill this patient. You should get a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then, and, like, maybe don't drink heavy before you have to perform surgery on someone. Just a thought, you know. Or, I don't know. Whatever. So, yeah, then that's the thing. And then they have the kid over for dinner. And so the kid brings flowers for the mom. And this is the point at which I was like, this kid's going to try to fuck the mom. Because I knew that the kid was supposed to be up to something. But I, like, didn't know what was going to be the sinister thing. So I was like, this kid's going to show up. And he's going to try to sleep with this woman. And then he's going to try and sleep with the daughter. And then he's going to threaten to murder somebody is what I think is going to happen.
I mean, at this point, I'm just assuming that this kid killed his parents.
Yeah, his mom's alive.
Oh, well, that's...
His dad's dead.
Nice. Concerning. I don't know. Why is his mom not worried about why he's just having dinner at some random adult's house?
It'll make more sense later. Not a lot, but a little bit. Yeah, and so he brings flowers for the wife, roses, because apparently she likes orchids, but he couldn't find orchids, so he was like, roses. And I was like, that's a weird type of flower. Not like I'm a big flower person, but that seems like a romantic gesture. That's
romantic, yeah. Don't do that. Yeah.
I would say, I guess he's a child. I was like, only bring wine. Just bring wine. Never bring flowers.
Yeah. Bring dessert.
Dessert? Nice. Bread. Bring bread. Love bread. Just a big old baguette. That's what I want. anyway, yeah. And then he brought gifts for the children. So the doctor has two kids, a son and a daughter. The son is like 10, probably. The daughter, I want to say, is like 14. Also, he brought up that she menstruated for the first time at a dinner party. The dinner party with the doctors, when they were just asked about their children, which I think is a weird thing to bring up. I don't know how parents talk, but, like, maybe don't talk about your daughter's period.
Yeah, that's a bit of an invasion of privacy.
A little weird. Anyway, yeah. So that was a thing. And then the boy offers gifts, so they're keychains. So he got a keychain with a smiley face for the little boy, and he got a keychain with a music note for the girl because the girl's into music. And then they have dinner, and they have, like, conversations, and then they, the kids hang out, so, like, this boy, I don't know what his name is, and the son and the daughter, and, the daughter's, like, making eyes at him, and I was like, I don't understand, this kid's so creepy, and then the son seems just, like, really uncomfortable, and then the guy asks if he can light up a cigarette, and she's like, sure, just open the window. And so then he goes and smokes by the window, and then he asks her to sing, and then she doesn't. And then he asks if they want to go for a walk, and the little boy's like, nah, dude. And he puts on headphones, and then the girl's like, you and I can go for a walk. He can bring the dog, and he's like, I'm uncomfortable around dogs. Can it just be the two of us? So then the two of them go for a walk, and there's a scene where she sings to him. I think, like, lighted up by someone.
I'd almost rather be at the dinner party in The Perfect Host. That feels less awkward.
I was way more into that. yeah. And so then they go out for a while, and then the girl comes back, and I think then maybe they eat, and they're like, oh, where'd you two go? And the girl's like, just for a walk. And you're like, yeah, bitch, I meant where. They didn't ask it like that. I don't remember if they got the details.
Parents
and so then they did a bunch of chatting. Kid goes home. They offer to let him stay the night, and he's like, no, I don't want to leave my mom alone for the night. I'll just head home. And so he does, I think there's some chatting where it's like, oh, he seems like a nice boy. Still no reason to know him, but that whatever. And then the boy comes by the hospital, I think, and asks the doctor if he wants to come over for dinner to his house, and the doctor's like, oh, I don't know about tonight. And the boy's like, please, come on. My mom would really love to see you. And so I think it's at this point that we, the audience, find out that the boy's father actually died on this operating table when this guy was performing surgery, and so that's how he knows this boy. And I think I don't know who initiated, but he, like, feels bad, so he's befriended this youth.
This boy became friends with the man who was operating on his father when he died.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah, so that happened. And then the doctor's like, sure, yeah, I'll come over for dinner. And then he goes over for dinner and the mom and him are chatting, whatever. And then the boy asks if he can stay for a movie. And he's like, I really got to get heading home soon. And he's like, we can stop it in the middle if you don't like it, but it'd be really great if you could stay. So somehow he convinces him to do it, like stay for the movie. And then the boy goes to bed like halfway through, but the doctor doesn't leave. And so it's just him and the mom like sitting on a couch, like the boy's mom. And then the mom's like making eyes at him the whole time. Like you just get a picture of like the two of them on the couch, like from where the TV would be. And she's just looking at him and he's just looking at the TV. And then she's like, you have such nice hands. And he's like, thanks. And then she's like, can I see them a little bit closer? And he's like, sure. And then she like grabs one and then she starts to kiss it. And then she starts like sucking on his fingers. And then he gets up and is trying to leave. And she's like, oh, she had offered him dessert. So she was like, no, I want you to have some of my tart. And I was like, is that an innuendo for like, does that mean vagina? Do you mean you want him to have your vagina?
Probably. Did this kid just like try and parent trap himself a new dad?
I think he did. And then the mom was like, he's totally okay with it. If anything, he wants this more than me. About the son. And how the doctor shouldn't be worried because the son's asleep, so they can totally do it on the couch. And then the doctor leaves. Yeah, so he leaves. And then the kid, they kind of just start to not talk too much, which, you know, makes sense. So then the kid is getting, like, increasingly concerned. He just, like, keeps trying to get a hold of the doctor. And then we get this scene where they're like all, not the boy, but like the family, the surgeon's family, they're like in the kitchen except for their son, and the son is like upstairs about to like, and it's almost time to catch the bus for school. And so the surgeon's talking to his wife and he's like, hey, where's son? And she's like, oh, he's in bed, he'll be up soon. Whatever, he's gonna be up soon. And then the guy's like, well, we need to wake him up, like neither of us can drive him to school, whatever. And so then he goes upstairs and he's like talking to his son, and it's just like a weird fucking conversation because no one's speaking with tones. So basically the exchange was, I'm gonna try and emulate the feeling, son, get up, the bus is coming and we're not gonna drive you to school. The son's like, I can't get up. And the father's like, get up. We will not be, get up, child. And then the kid's like, I can't get up. Except too much tone. That was too much tone. I can't get up. And then finally, after they go back and forth on this like a few times, the kid's like, I can't feel my legs. Still no tone. I can't feel my legs. And you're like, what? Okay. And so then they take him to the hospital, finally. They carry him, take him to the hospital, do a bunch of tests, and nothing's wrong. They think he was bullshit, and so they try and take him home, except he collapses, like, almost at the exit of the hospital. And so then they take him back into the hospital, and they're going to run some additional tests. The mom thinks it's probably psychological. And then there's the scene where the father's like, because she's an optometrist, and he's a cardiothoracic surgeon, or cardiovascular, some cardio surgeon. A heart surgeon of some sort. And then the mom is like, I'm pretty sure it's psychosomatic. And the dad's like, if you needed glasses, I would consult you, but I think this is a little different than that. And I was like, bitch, you're a heart surgeon. What do you know? Do you think it's a heart problem? Are you a diagnostician?
There's usually a pretty, like, if it's something like paralysis, there's a pretty definitive test to see if you can feel your legs. You just take a needle and you poke the bottom of his foot, because if he can feel it, he's gonna move.
They did that, and he didn't move.
Like, then he's paralyzed.
Yeah. I mean, he was able to, like, he couldn't walk, and then he could walk out of the building, and then he fell again. So it was, like, something. whatever. Yeah, it was strange. And so you're like, what is going on? And then the kids in the hospital, the overnight, they're like trying to figure out what's going on. And then the boy is like adamant that he sees the surgeon. And so they go into the cafeteria and the surgeon's like, I really don't have time for this. And then the boy's like, I know you don't have time for this, so I'm going to make it quick. Basically, everyone in your family is going to die. You have to pick one to kill, or all of them are going to die. It's going to happen in stages. The first stage is that they're going to lose feeling in their legs. They're going to refuse. Second stage is they're going to refuse to eat. Third stage is they're going to start bleeding from their eyes. Once they start bleeding from their eyes, they're all about to die. And this is going to happen to your wife, your kids, until you pick one of them to kill. Don't worry, it's not going to happen to you. Basically, like, that speed.
Why? Like, I could understand if he wanted to kill all of them so that then the dude was just available to, like, join their family. But, like, choosing one of them to kill? I don't get it.
So it's revenge for the surgeon killing his dad. So the kid is like, you killed my dad. You have to kill someone in your family and, like, suffer that.
Yeah. Boy.
Basically is what's happening. So then the surgeon doesn't buy into it, but he goes into the hospital room and he sees that his kid's starting to refuse to eat and the mom brought donuts. And so then the surgeon shoves a donut in the kid's mouth and like nearly chokes him. And the mom kind of gets him off. And then there's another part of that where the dad's like, if you're bullshitting, like tell me if a secret. So I think he told him a weird secret about how when he was a kid and he masturbated, he like had like no sperm or something, like a very small semen volume, and he thought he was gonna die. And then he like masturbated to like someone pretending to be dead or something, and then he so much semen. And then he was like, now that I've told you a secret, you tell me a secret. And the kid's like, I don't have any secrets. And then
and also I really didn't want to know that thing.
It's like, also ew, dad. I don't know if that was exactly the details. I zoned out. I think this was the point at which I like was starting to close my eyes and like prepare for a nap.
Also, I don't think that that's how semen production works.
I don't think it is either. I was gonna rewind, and then I had to rewind a couple times to like catch what was like that scene where the boy was like giving all this information. I was like, what do you mean? So I rewound it a few times to be like, did he just threaten him? What's going on? How does he know this? And I don't know. I tried to know, but I don't. Yeah, and then the boy was like, I don't have any secrets. And the dad's response to his, like, I don't have any secrets is like, if you're bullshitting me, I'm gonna shave off all your hair and make you eat it.
What is wrong with the dad?
I don't know.
My God.
Child abuse is what's happening, and I'm not into it. So weird. I was right to think he was a freak. I don't know. Like, I don't think I was right in the way that I am. He's not in that he's like into that little boy, but he's got some shit going on that he needs. People need to watch him.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying. Yeah, and so then the kid's in the hospital, and the surgeon knows this thing, and then there's some other stuff that goes on, and then the daughter seems to know what's going on, because, the daughter is, like, dating the boy, and so there's a scene where she's, like, on the back of his motorcycle, and she's a freak, she's a weird girl, and then, there's I think this is when it fits in. Who knows? I don't. Not me. So she fucking has him in her room and they're like, she'll be back from the they'll be back from the hospital eventually. She's like sitting on his lap on a couch. And then she stands up and she like takes her clothes off and is like in her bra and underwear, like, and then she lays on the bed like her mom did in front of the boy and just like looks at him. Because he had asked if she was on her period, and then I was like, oh my God, no, don't do this. And then he said he had to go, and then he left, and she said she loved him, and I shoved my face into a pillow, and I kept it there for a while.
Like, you know that that means that she has walked in on her parents more than once, like, at an age where she is old enough to understand what's going on, because you don't just do that. No child just thinks that that is what sex is.
Yeah. Also, because it was, like, her head was on the foot of the bed. Like, it was the full...
Yeah, someone needs to watch that, Dad.
Yeah.
Because something's not good. Something not good is something going on there.
It's happening, and I don't like it. I'm just saying. And so, again, that was uncomfortable. And then there's some stuff and things. And then the daughter loses feeling in her leg, and she falls, and then she's in the hospital too. So both of the kids are in the hospital, and the dad's like, then he tells the wife what happened. And so the wife knows that the boy is, like, the son of a patient that died on his operating table, and what he said to the doctor, like, about all of the family dying. But then the wife is like, what'd she say? She's, like, mad that he didn't tell her. And, oh, and then she asked him if he was drinking before he operated. Like, is there a chance that he could have killed the guy in,
like a malpractice kind of way?
Like a malpractice sort of way. Like, you were not in an appropriate state of mind to be performing surgery. This guy shouldn't have died on the table. Also, because based on what we know about the surgery, he shouldn't have died on the table. Granted, heart surgery is, like, pretty risky, I think, generally. But, like, I think this was one of the ones that's supposed to be, like, safer. Mm-hmm. So then the guy's like, maybe, but it was so long ago. Also, you know that surgeons never kill patients. It's always the anesthesiologist. Like, there's no way for me to have killed a patient. And I was like, I mean, if you stab him, there's definitely a way for you to kill the patient as the surgeon.
Like, it is more often the anesthesiologist, just because, like there's so much that can go wrong with anesthesia. But surgeons do kill patients. That happens.
Yeah.
Especially if you've opened their chest. There's a lot of ways you could kill that patient.
Yeah, I was like, just the way he said it too, I was like, there's a million ways for you to kill that guy if his chest is open. Yeah. Like, there's a reason that I don't do surgeries, because I'm not a fucking surgeon. Like, just because you slap the title surgeon on something and give them the scalpel and don't let them be in charge of the, like, anesthesia, doesn't mean you can't kill him. Yeah, so I was like,
yeah, as evidenced by Dr. Death.
Yeah, that podcast. Recommend. Oh my god.
So good.
So anger-inducing. But anyway, so that was a scene. And then the kid, the daughter is, like, aware of what's going on. She knows. So the boy had apparently told her what was going on, and she doesn't seem super alarmed by it. But, like, the dad has to kill one of these three. Like, the son, the daughter, or the wife, is our understanding.
Can't he just kill himself?
It's not part of the deal,
that,
apparently.
That just seems like the best outcome for everyone.
I agree. I don't know that he would do it.
Probably not.
Also, based on what I learn about this family later. So, yeah, then the mom's, like, in the hospital room with the two kids, and the girl answers a call, and then she's like, oh, are you coming up to see me? And, like, you can't hear the other end of the line, but the mom's watching her, and then the girl gets up out of bed to walk over to the window to, like, wave at someone, and she's just talking on the phone. And then she's, like, going back to the bed, and she collapses, like, towards the bed. And then the son's like, why can she walk and I can't? And the mom's like, you'll be able to walk soon. She's just stronger right now because she's older or something. And then the mom's like, who are you talking to? And then she says the boy's name, and the mom's like, I don't want you to talk to him anymore. And then the girl's like, why? And the mom's like, because I said so. And then the girl's like, fuck you, under her breath. And the mom, like, goes and grabs her arm super aggressively and, like, rips her phone out of her hand. And she's like, I will show you, that'll show you or teach you to disrespect me or whatever. And then the daughter's like, give me my phone back. And she's like, no, bitch. And I don't think she says bitch. But she grabbed her arm. So, like, honestly, what's the worst of those two things?
Yeah. A plus parenting. So,
like, aggressively.
Right there.
Enough that, like, it wasn't just, like, a quick grab. It was, like, she grabbed it, was holding it tight, and the daughter had to be like, mom, you're hurting me. And she held on for a couple more seconds before she let it go.
Yikes.
Yeah. So that was uncomfortable. And then, I mean, yes, the girl is a demonic brat, but you aren't supposed to grab your children like that.
Yeah,
that's
no.
That's appropriate.
Also, like, just saying things like, that'll teach you to disrespect me, is how you end up with a child who's a demonic brat.
Yeah. Don't do that. I don't know. Again, ugh. So then, There's like scenes where the mom and the dad are arguing a bunch. They get to take their kids home, so they have basically like hospice set up at home, and like IV and stuff, because both of the kids are refusing to eat, but they're still getting nutrients. They can't walk, but they have wheelchairs at home. And so that's a whole thing. And then the mom and the dad have a conversation because the mom like is buying into it. She's like, you just have to kill one of us, fucking pick someone and do it.
Someone? Pick someone?
Or I don't think she said who. She was just, I don't even know that she said pick someone. I think she was just like, you know what you have to do. And then, because it didn't throw like a flag when this dialogue, whatever. And then he's like, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to like get the pubes of a virgin? And he just lists a bunch of nonsense that you would do for like some kind of ritual. And then he starts like pulling shit through cabinets. And it was like, no, you both know what this boy wants you to do.
Yeah.
It's not like a witch's cauldron brew. It's like a murder.
Also, like, I know it wouldn't be the easiest thing to suggest, but like hardcore judging the mom for not being like, just kill me.
Yes.
Because the alternative is killing one of your children. That's not okay.
It's gonna get worse. Yeah. And so then the dad kidnaps the boy. I don't remember how this came up, but he kidnaps the boy and he sticks him in the basement and he beats the living shit out of him. You don't see that in the frame. You just see that the kid looks like busted up. And so then he has the mom come downstairs and then the mom sees him and he's like, make this boy some lemonade. And then he like punches the boy in the face or something. And then the boy bites his arm super hard, which is fair. And then the boy, whew, the weirdest response, he's like, do you want me to like touch it or something, make it better? And then I don't remember how the dialogue happened, but then he's like, oh, I know it'll make us both feel better. And he bites the out of his arm, like way harder than he bit the other guy's arm. He like rips flesh and spits it out.
Why?
Because he's crazy. Because he's crazy. I don't understand either. So that was weird. And then, I don't know. So then, oh, there's also this scene where, so you know, there's that like anesthesiologist. He's like constantly just like a person that exists in this world. The mom goes to see the anesthesiologist and then asks about the case where the guy's father, the boy's father that died. She's asking if the anesthesiologist remembers that. And he's like, there are so many cases. I don't remember. And she's like, maybe you could give me the file and let me read it. And then he's like, I don't think I can do that. And she's like, come on, man. And then he's like, I can't do that, but I can tell you what I do remember, because I do remember this guy. He's like, but what's in it for me? And she's like, that thing that you wanted at the dinner party, but I didn't give you. And he's like, when? She's like, right now. And so then you get a scene of the two of them in a car, and they're like discussing the information that he has. And he says, you remember that line about like, I'm a surgeon, I can't kill people, it's always the anesthesiologist. Mm-hmm. The anesthesiologist says like the exact opposite. He's like, it's always the surgeon. I can't kill someone, I'm the anesthesiologist.
Both of you can kill people. Neither of you should be operating.
And then you get like a long scene of her like aggressively jacking him off. Ugh. In the car. It's pretty gross. Luckily you don't see anything, but you hear the sound.
Ew. Oh, that's worse. I'd rather see it than hear the sound, I think.
I'd rather vomit than be part of that situation.
Also, like, if he can't give her the file, which he can't, he also can't sit down and tell her about it. The fact that it's not on paper doesn't make it okay.
They were in a car. Also, I assumed, yeah, if he was gonna, like, commit an illegal act, he would at least get a blowjob. Like, there's a ranking system here. Right? Yeah. And like, hand job is for lesser things than like committing crimes, I think, is like blowjob plus. I'm just saying. It's not, I wouldn't do it. I'm not trying to get people to commit crimes. But I feel like if you do.
Only because she's the one that offered this deal.
Yes. That was also, I was also just like, this is going to go on too long. My understanding. And this might just be a me thing, but, like, guys are probably better at giving themselves handjobs than, like, a woman's going to be at giving them a handjob because they have more experience with it.
Probably.
But, like, they can't really give themselves blowjobs, so, like...
Not unless you're super bendy.
Yeah. Or, did you remember that rumor? When we were youths, that, like, Marilyn Manson took out a couple of his ribs.
Oh, yeah.
I love that that existed everywhere at the same time. Like, pre-internet, too. It wasn't like we read it somewhere. It was like we all just collectively decided that this was a thing that happened.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was weird. Also, I was like, I don't even know if I knew what a blowjob was at the time that that was a rumor.
I don't think I did.
Because it was, like, elementary school. I was, like, pretty young.
And I gotta tell you, I think even if a guy was capable of that, like, I don't, like, I think he would dislike the act of giving a blowjob enough that it would kind of outweigh any benefit he got from it. Like, I don't think a guy would give himself a blowjob if he could.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd find it very pleasant.
Probably not.
Unless you're gay and you're used to doing it, but...
Yeah, so I just had a lot of thoughts with that particular scene. It wasn't a very long scene. It was too long for what it was, but, like... In the land of scenes, it wasn't that long.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically she just wanted to get information about, like, whether her husband had been drunk, and she found out he had drinks before he performed that surgery. And that it was likely his fault.
Not surprising.
So, yeah, that was the thing. And then there's a scene where... This is all just jumbles in my brain. I think also because the, like... connections between the scenes doesn't make sense, and the order of the scenes isn't really that important, which is, like, annoying. But the mom takes the son and the daughter down to the basement where the boy is to go say hi, and she kind of, like, addresses his wounds a little bit. There's also a couple weird scenes in this where, like, the kids will just crawl around with their legs not working, but they're, like, using their upper bodies to move around, which is, like, weird. So the girl, that's what the girl does to get down the stairs, but the boy is being carried by the mom because he's a little bit smaller. And then the mom, like, dresses the wounds, and then she kisses his feet, and then they leave. Also, there's a scene where the little boy cuts his hair because his dad had told him to cut his hair, and I think he was worried that the dad was going to kill him. Like, pick him of the kill, or just let him die, because it seemed like the dad just wasn't going to make a call. And so then the boy cut his hair and he went down to go see his dad, and he was like, yeah, and I think I want to be a cardio surgeon now. I love you, dad. And then is basically just trying to get his dad not to kill him. And then you get a scene where the mom takes off all her clothes and, like, does her little corpse pose thing for the dad. And then he doesn't want anything. And then she says to him that he should choose one of the children because they can make another child.
Oh, God. Wow.
And I was like, okay, so I think there's an argument to be made to kill one of the children because the daughter sucks. And I'm a bad person. But I don't think it's because you can make another one. It's because you're going to go to jail for murdering your child. So who the fuck is going to take care of the kid or the two children if you go to jail for murder and you murdered your wife? You are terrible people. I don't think that there are people that want your children.
Given the amount of, like, abuse that we've already seen... And the implied sexual molesting of the daughter, I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world if they became wards of the state. The foster system might actually be a better place than where they are now.
Yeah, yeah, that argument is specifically to be made for functional families.
Yeah.
Not these ones, obviously. Because I think also if your mom is going to say, like, kill one of the fuckers instead, let me live, we'll make a new baby. Maybe not the mom you want to be taking care of children.
Nope.
Anyway, that was the thing I wanted you to know happened. And then Oh, the girl crawls down to the basement to see the boy, and she asks him to help her walk again because he had been the one on the phone that had, like, made it so she could walk again. And she was like, we can run away together. You just have to, like, help me walk, and then we can go off and, like, live in love.
Is that, like, hypnotism or something?
I don't know. It never is explained what he's doing.
Huh.
But then also because it, like, it will progress into, like, eyes bleeding, and that's supposed to be, like, the marker that they're about to die. So it was, like, drugging or, like, a curse or something. I'm not clear. I don't know. Also, because the dad had threatened to shoot the boy, and the boy was like, if you shoot me, you're fucked.
But then how does he, like, fix them?
I don't know. I think it must be a curse. It has to be a curse. But he's a witch also. But I don't know. Anyway, it was unclear. So then the daughter isn't fixed. And so she tries to, like, you know, running away, except, like, if you don't have functional legs and so you just crawl away. That's what she did. And then the mom and the dad find her. It's weird. It's weird. Her knees are all fucked up too, which is a little weird. That it's only her knees?
Yeah. It should be, like, maybe not your shins. But, like, your thighs should also be pretty fucked up.
Your thighs should be. And your feet.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to, like, straighten out my leg to, like, feel what would be making contact with the ground. Your shin bone, probably. I don't know. I guess it depends on your anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So then the dad is, like, tending to her wounds. And she's like, I was being selfish before, but you should kill me. Whatever. I don't know. She's, like, making an impassioned speech for him to kill her. And then he's like, no, and then sends her to bed. And then there's just, like, the two of them hanging out. The dad finds out that the mom had sent away the boy. Like, she let him out. And then the dad's like, why would you do that? And she's like, because it wasn't going to help. You had him locked in the basement. What is going to, it's not going to fix it. Which was weird. And then the boy starts to bleed from his eyes. And then the girl, in a monotone, yells out that he's dying. She's like, brother is dying, thought you ought to know. And then
by the way,
heads up. And then the dad goes in, he's like wiping blood from his face, but the boy is, his whole face is covered in blood. It's like streaming out of his eyes. It's pretty fucked up looking. And then the dad takes everyone down to the living room. He tells the wife to meet him in the living room. She's like, I'm gonna wear that dress you like. Because everyone's aware that the kid's bleeding from the eyes. And so then he has all of them in the living room and he duct taped them all to chairs. So they're all, like, stuck in place. And then he gets bed sheets and he puts bed sheets over each of their heads. And then he gets his shotgun and then he has a beanie on and he pulls the beanie over his head. And then he spins in circles and shoots. And then he reloads the gun when he misses. And then he does that a few more times until he hits someone.
But, there's, like, even if you hit someone, if you're just spinning around and then shooting, there's no guarantee that you're gonna, like, get them in the head or the chest or anything that's gonna kill them. So you might have just maimed a couple of your family members before you actually kill someone.
Yeah, you could have just kneecapped them. I was like, if you want to do the stupid spin idea, don't. It's a dumb idea. But spin yourself around, pull the hood up, and aim.
Yeah.
Like, the bedcloth, or, like, pillowcase, whatever, if you need all of them there to do your stupid fucking, like, no, you need to make a call. You need to figure out, like, you need to pick somebody, because this is a stupid method. And then you need to fucking do it right, because if you give a shit about your family, like, you're gonna hate yourself either way. You should at least make it quick.
Also, you could have picked a better method. You are so a doctor. Dumb. You have access to morphine.
You could fucking... Yeah. I know. I was like, you're gonna go to jail anyway.
Yeah, probably, it's not like you're right? coming back from this. So what is stealing some drugs?
Yeah. So who do you think dies? Just out of curiosity.
Like, my hope is that the wife dies, because I want the wife to die. I feel like it's gonna be, like, the son, though. Or all of them.
It was the son. He shot, like, two times. He almost shot the wife once. It, like, went right over her head. And he shot near the daughter. And then he shot the son, like, I want to say, like, in the chest or neck.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, when he like, duct taped their mouths shut, too. So, like, they couldn't even say anything. So it's not like he would know. Like, he had to pull the hood up when he finished each time to even see if he landed.
I feel like in the important areas, you'd be able to see. And if you have to pull the hood up to know who you just killed, then you didn't need to be spinning in circles.
No, I mean, he had to pull his hood up.
Ah.
Because he had the beanie on. Yeah, no, the kids are, like, you can tell who's who, and they're all in, like, specific spots. He put them all there. Yeah, so the boy gets shot. And then they all go to the diner where he met that boy originally, and they're, like, eating food, and then the boy's there, and he, like, stares at the family, and then he goes to the, like, counter to eat, and then the whole family gets up, and the girl, like, stares at him for a while, and then the whole family turns back to look at him, and then they leave, and the end.
That was stupid. That was dumb movie.
That was stupid. I was so mad.
What was the point?
Nothing. There was no point. Also, the boy was the only redeemable character. He could have shot the wife and the daughter, and I would have been fine. I hated that daughter.
Yeah.
She sucked.
That's kind of why I figured it probably was the boy that got shot. Like, the only person you wouldn't want to be shot.
Yeah. He was freed from the family, I guess. Yeah. So I hated it. I hated it. I hated it. It was so bad.
Yeah, that was real dumb. And it didn't have a real ending. Like, there was nothing satisfying or conclusive about that. He was threatened. He did the thing that he was threatened to do. You don't get any answers about it, and then nothing happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unclear how this whole thing happened. Like, because it couldn't have been poisoning. Like, it must have been something, like, magical, but there's, like, nothing else in this universe to indicate that that's a thing.
Also, like, the only reason that I could think of that boy, like, had him over for dinner was to get the rest of his family alone so he could, like, do whatever he was gonna do to them. But if it's, like, some magical curse, why did you need to do that?
Yeah, and also, the mom never got the, like, paralysis thing. Like,
It
just never progressed to that point. Like, it was supposed to. Like, it would have had nothing else happened. But it didn't.
Yeah, like, they could have used the opportunity to make it, like, an interesting moral question. Like, how do you choose one person in your family to kill? What are the arguments for each person? Like, is it better to just kill yourself? The answer is yes, I think, in this case.
Yeah.
But, like, they didn't do any of that. He just put sheets over their heads and shot randomly. That's so dumb.
It is so dumb. Also, the scene just made me so mad because of, like, the logistics of it. It's like, chances are you're not going to hit them where you need to hit them. And so, like, you're just a worse piece of shit.
Like, you didn't even pick, like, a kind, painless death for a member of your family.
If you have to shoot him, there's a way to do it. But also, you didn't have to.
No. You could have picked anything.
There's so many alternatives.
Wow. That was just a bunch of terrible people facing no retributions for any of their actions. Cool.
Yeah. There's nothing with the anesthesiologist. He's just still, like, trying to fuck the mom, I guess.
And, like, I don't know, the dad had to kill his son, which sucks. Like, I'm sad the son died, but I didn't get a big impression that, like, the dad was that, like, devoted to his family. So how much is he even suffering in this?
Yeah, I don't think at all.
Like, there was one scene.
There were a couple times when he was, like, angry. And then there was one scene where he cried. But it wasn't clear that he was crying because his son was, like, hurt. I do think of the people in the family, he liked his son the most.
This movie got, like, over 50 nominations for awards. And it won, like, several of them.
Yeah. It's also
got an 80% on Rotten Tomato.
Like, what are they seeing that I'm not?
Yeah, I can't even give it that many good points for, like, filming or something, because the score just drove me, it just annoyed me so much. It was a dumb way to do the score.
Mm.
Like, the actual music for the score was good. It was just used inappropriately, I felt. And, like, the filming was weird for no reason. Like, it wasn't intentionally strange. It was just, like, I'm artsy. And then there was, like, these really long pauses all the time that didn't need to happen, like, in dialogue, or, like, scenes would go on for so long. So it's, like, a 2-hour movie that really shouldn't have been that long.
There were scenes that, like, just weren't necessary at all.
Yeah, it was kind of like they took the unedited version and they were like, this is it.
Like, we didn't need that scene where he went over to dinner at the kid's house and, like, the mom tried to fuck him. We didn't really need the handjob scene because, like, what does it matter that he was drunk when he killed the dude? It didn't change anything.
Didn't change anything. The mom already suspected it, so it was just, like, another, like, few minutes to just put in this, like, random guy. And then have the mom be, like, a more...
Be like, oh, well, I guess this is a little bit fair because he was drunk and he did kill the dad, like... No?
Yeah. Also, like, yeah. Yeah, there's a ton of that. Like, I didn't even hit all the scenes. It was just like...
Wow.
I don't know. Also, it had Nicole Kidman in it. Nicole Kidman was the mom.
Huh.
Yeah. I like her sometimes.
Sometimes. Not now.
No. She was in Stepford Wives. I think the remake of Stepford Wives. That was pretty good. I just like that movie, though. It's not the recommendation, but it is a recommendation.
Well, since this movie is definitely not a recommendation, is there anything you would recommend for the week?
Yeah, fuck this movie. I do have a recommendation. I'm like behind on the times, but I recently started watching Schitt's Creek because I really love Dan Levy. I think he is an angel baby, and I wish only good things for him. And he was charming in The Happiest Season. And it takes a minute to get into, but I like it. It's pretty funny. The chemistry between the characters is pretty solid. It's weird. But I'm down. Some of the characters really suck. So it kind of relates to this movie in that way. But, like, they're redeemable. Also, there's this guy who's a vet, and he's really cute. I like him.
Nice.
He has a cute dog. There's a sheepdog in this. It's only been in one episode, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that we'll get more of the sheepdog.
Cool.
Yeah. That's all I got for you folks. So thanks for joining us for season 3 of Shroomland Pod. We'll be back eventually.
Someday. Maybe not soon, but someday.
Yeah. We're sleepy, but we promise we'll come back. I'll probably read books in the future too, so you'll see us. Maybe not for full seasons, maybe just for random episodes sometimes, unless this makes us rich, and then we're coming back.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, it's been a good time. Anyway, thanks for sticking it out with us. We hope it's been less horrifying for you than it was for us. Also, hopefully a little more entertaining than it was for me. Consider following us on Shroomland, on Twitter at ShroomlandPod or on Instagram at ShroomlandPodcast.
And if there's ever anything that you want to see in an episode at some point in the future, DM your recommendations or email us at ShroomlandPodcast@gmail.com. And if you like the podcast, please subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. It helps other people who might be into this weird stuff find our podcast.
And remember, don't do drugs. Watch movies directed by people that were definitely on drugs.
Or for your own sanity, maybe not.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Shroomland! Boop, 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 boop. Bye!